From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Our American West, Volume 4, by Gary McCarthy. Now let's begin with Volume 4 of Our American West. Chapter 1, Father Junipero Serra, California Missionary. Father Junipero Serra may one day be elevated to sainthood by the Catholic Church because he was even more than a holy man who founded the string of Alta California missions. Serra's heroic efforts may well have changed the course of our American history. That's because his missions and the conversion of many of the California Indians effectively forestalled Russia from colonizing the region. Serra was born Miguel José Serra in 1713, of poor parents in the Spanish island of Mallorca, one of the loveliest islands in the world, and a center of Christian culture since the 13th century. Junipero Serra was the son of a farmer, and he never lost his love for the soil and agriculture. During his childhood, Miguel José Serra was a very sickly boy, often too ill to labor in the fields. His parents, realizing that Miguel could not support himself through hard physical labor, urged their son to follow the religious life, and the boy was more than willing. He was very small and thin, but he possessed an enormous amount of determination and tenacity, and those important traits were sorely tested in his long and challenging lifetime. Serra was an outstanding novice. When he became a priest, he took the name Junipero after a man who was so devoted to helping the poor that if not forced to eat, he would give away all his own food and starve to death. Serra's intellect and dedication quickly won him respect as a scholar. He became a professor of philosophy and received his doctorate in sacred theology. He was so small and angelic-looking, he was called El Místico, the mystic, among the clergy. Serra wrote and lectured happily, but abandoned his prestigious and easy life in Spain at the age of 36 to become a missionary in the New World. His parents were then in their 70s, and young Serra's greatest sorrow was the knowledge that he would never see them in this world again. Because they were illiterate, he wrote to a fellow priest, asking him to remind his dear parents that life is uncertain, and in fact may be very brief. If they compare it with eternity, they will clearly realize that it cannot be more than an instant. Tell them that I shall ever feel the loss of not being able to be near them, and therefore to console them. But since first things must come first before all else, the first thing to do is to fulfill the will of God. It was for the love of God that I left them. Serra's life almost ended on the terrible sea voyage from Spain to Veracruz, Mexico, a journey that lasted 99 agonizing days. During a hurricane off the coast of Puerto Rico, his ship lost its mast. All hands were certain they were lost. But the priest was calm, and his constant prayers were believed by everyone to have saved their lives. Serra worked for 9 grueling years among the Paim Indians of eastern Mexico. And in 1768, after demonstrating unusual success and piety in his duties, he was sent to found the Baja California missions. Under the command of Gaspar de Portola, whose instructions were to colonize California, Serra began a tortuous journey in 1769, walking up the coast from Mexico, in spite of a seriously infected leg that was to plague him for the remainder of his life. He was further debilitated by his own acts of mortification, such as publicly flogging himself with chains, beating his breast with stones, and burning his body with candles. Father Serra almost died reaching California.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?